I want to thank once again for being able to come and associate with Panjabi Bagh devotees, especially to discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam. I thank one and all. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text Number 42. मैं माफी चाहता हूं, हिंदी में ज्यादा बोल नहीं पाऊंगा, जैसे ही मौका मिलेगी उस समय बोलूंगा मैं। ओके, दैट्स गुड।
यन्नस्त्वं कर्म संदानाम् यन्नस्वतम कर्म संदानाम साधूनाम गृहमेदिनाम साधूनाम गृहमेदिनाम कृतवानासि दुर्मार्शम कृतवानासि दुर्मार्शम विप्रियं तव मार्षितम् विप्रियं तव मार्षितम् यन्नस्त्वं कर्मसन्धानाम् साधूनां गृहमेदिनां कृतवानासि दुर्मासम् विप्रियं तव मार्षितम् यत् विच ना अंटु अस त्वं यू कर्मसंदानम् हू स्ट्रिक्टली फॉलो द फ्रूटिव रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनीज हू स्ट्रिक्टली फॉलो द फ्रूटिव रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनीज अकॉर्डिंग टू वेदिक इंजंक्शन Sadhu Naam, who are honest, because we honestly seek elevated social standards and bodily comfort, Grihamedi Naam, although situated with a wife and children, Kritavanasi, have created Durmarsham, unbearable, Vipriyam, wrong, Tava, your, Marshitam, forgiven. Translation and purport is Vain Grace Yasi Bhakti Dwan Srila Prabhupada. Although I live in the household life with my wife and children, I honestly follow the Vedic injunctions by engaging in fruitive activities to enjoy life without sinful reactions. I have performed all kinds of yagyas, including the Deva Yagya, Rishi Yagya, Pitri Yagya, and Nara Yagya. Because these yagyas are called vratas, vows, I am known as Grihavrata. Unfortunately, you have given me great displeasure by misguiding my sons for no reason to the path of renunciation. This can be tolerated once. Please repeat. Although I live in household life with my wife and children, I honestly follow the Vedic injunctions by engaging in fruitive activities to enjoy life without sinful reactions. I have performed all kinds of yagyas, including the Deva Yagya, Rishi Yagya, Pitri Yagya, and Nara Yagya. Because these yagyas are called vratas, vows, I am known as Grihavrata. Unfortunately, you have given me great displeasure by misguiding my sons for no reason to the path of renunciation. This can be tolerated once. Purport. Prajapati Daksha wanted to prove that he had been most tolerant in not having said anything when Narada Muni for no reason induced his 10,000 innocent sons to adopt the path of renunciation. Sometimes householders are accused of being Grihamedis. for Grahamedis are satisfied with family life without spiritual advancement. Grahasthas, however, are different because although Grahasthas live in householder life with their wives and children, they are eager for spiritual advancement. Wanting to prove that he had been magnanimous to Narada Muni, Prajapati Daksha stressed that when Narada had misled his first sons, Daksha had taken no action. He had been kind and tolerant. He was aggrieved, however, because Narada Muni had misled his sons for a second time. Therefore, he wanted to prove that Narada Muni, although dressed like a sadhu, was not actually a sadhu. He himself, although a householder, was a greater sadhu than Narada Muni. Today's verse is quite a history behind it. The incident that is happening here and the accusation is not ordinary. The situation is very extraordinary situation because the personalities involved are very extraordinary personalities. In fact, both of them are Brahma sons. So, the matter will have to go beyond Supreme Court. We will see how this accusation and response, how it brings forth the spiritual nature and the material qualities. Daksha, Prajapati, he is both Brahmana and a Kshatriya. He has quite a bit of history. Before this incident, there was another incident in which he was involved with Lord Shiva. So, for this incident to happen again, it is not something that has happened without the will of the providence. There is many lessons involved behind these two incidents. His behavior, offensive behavior with Lord Shiva, after which he regrets. The whole story is here in this volume. If time permits, we'll read something from that. So, very dramatic, very serious, and the results were far-reaching. In the first incident, actually, it shows, even though Daksha Prajapati is the generator and protector of mankind, for sake of prestige and self-respect, he actually gave up his duty. He is a protector and generator of mankind and of course other living entities. But we find he was not caring for his own daughter because of false prestige. Actually, Daksha was almost about to be killed by the ghosts and hobgoblins of Lord Shiva who escorted Sati to Daksha's place. So Sati was almost burning him with her eyes. We all may remember that at that point that Daksha had Prasuti as his wife. And he had about 13 daughters. There's a long history. So, that incident actually turned out because the daughter wanted to marry somebody who he didn't recommend or he didn't like. Of course, Lord Shiva is not somebody, but Daksha thought he was not up to his social status. So that created a huge clash. Of course, later on, it seems Daksha realized his mistake and he apologizes. And then Lord Shiva, even though he has punished him with a goat's head, he accepted as Lord Shiva's mercy that punishment. But we find that he is still attached to his job as Prajapati. Which is actually in one sense given by the Lord. See, this is a ticklish issue. When so many different people are doing service, how to organize their services without clash? How to organize the services without conflict of interest? Is the Lord actually being served? It is always a moot point when it comes to aparad. Superficially, we should not conclude who is the offender and who has been offended. It's a very difficult thing, especially if it involves the service of the Lord. One should not be very quick to talk about who's offended who. It's very difficult to understand. Now in the story of Ambarish and Durvasa Muni, who offended who? Superficially it seems, Ambarish was the offender and Durvasa was offended. If you know the story. But then who comes to apologize? Durvasa comes to apologize. So here, what Daksha is doing? Here, who has offended who? The way he speaks, in the next verse, the first phrase, in the next verse, 43. Tantu krintana yannastvam. O mischief monger, who have mercilessly separated my sons from me. Mischief monger. Therefore you are a rascal who does not know how to behave towards others. Later on, Daksha will also will say, you are traveling with the Parshad of the Lord, close associates with the Lord. By your behavior, you are damaging the Lord's reputation. You are damaging the Lord's fame. You are also one of the associates who are traveling with the Lord. But your behavior does not bring credit to the Lord. So it's how someone who is pure, who has no material touch, how he responds, not in a, you know, modern dramas, emotional way to show how Kamakrodha, Lobha, Moha, Madam, Asharya, actually all stories of the mundane world are based on this. There is no spiritual touch. It's all himsa. It's all violence and destruction. And nowadays people seem to have a taste for that. So here we see how a spiritual personality responds to such a challenge. So yesterday we were discussing with Rukmini Krishna Prabhu. When Daksha started accusing like this, for ourselves, at our level, when someone insults or does not respect, disrespect, for us, the best thing would be to leave that place. So that the matter does not flame up. Best thing is to be silent and leave the place. Normally we won't be silent, we will, counteract. We will react. That is bad. But if we leave quietly, that's a little better. But Devarishi Narada Muni, what does he do? He stands there patiently without making any signs of his response, allows Daksha to spend his anger. Because he can see it is the material modes that are working. So he is not touched by material modes. Traigunyo Vishya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavati. He is not touched by that. Just like Lord Nityananda, he was physically hurt, personally injured. And yet, he remained tolerant and patient so that Jagai and Madai can become perfect Vaishnavas. If both the parties are suffering from upadhi, then not sarupadhi vinirmuktam, then it is sarvanash. But Narada didn't have any such problem of upadhi. So everything just washed off. And we will see that Prabhupada says, Daksha says, you may travel all over the universe, but I curse you to have no residence anywhere. Because Prajapati Daksha was a Grahamedi who wanted to remain in household life, he thought that if Narada Muni could not remain in one place, but had to travel all over the world, that would be a great punishment for him. Actually, however, such a punishment is a boon for a preacher. Such a punishment is a boon for a preacher. You see, Narada Muni, we don't know whether he is a troubleshooter or a troublemaker. So, he is going to Hiranyakasipu's and telling that he will take care of his pregnant wife and the child, so that without anxiety about wife and child, Hiranyakasipu can fight. Quite diplomatic. But Indra did not know what was going on. So as Narada Muni was taking Kayadu with Prahlad in a room, Indra comes and says, I have to destroy this child. Narada Muni says, you are out of the loop, you are not part of the internet. You don't know what's going on. And then he says, no, he's going to be a great devotee. So, there he protected the son and brought the son back to the father. Here, Narada Muni acts like not just like a preacher, like a college preacher. I was saying, Srimad Bhagavatam is not the source of not only knowledge and devotion, Bhagavatam is the source of all the problems also. You name a problem, it is there in Bhagavatam. Why it is there? So that we can learn lesson. Hearing. First class intelligence means you solve the problem before it attacks you by hearing about how to deal with it. So we are warned how to go about life. See, Daksha says, as an honest grihastha, I have a right to enjoy. Although I live in household life with my wife and children, I honestly follow the Vedic interest by engaging in fruitive activities to enjoy life without sinful reactions. Is it true? Without sinful reaction he is enjoying? It's amazing. You know, is Daksha a demon? Is he an impersonalist non-devotee? Is he a devotee? So he does not go to Mangalarti and recite 10 verses, 10 aparadhas. He offended two great Vaishnavas, two great Mahajans. Spiritual life is a make or break situation in Vaishnava relationship. It can make the relationship progress, it can break the relationship. Therefore, all of us have to constantly be absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Griha Kshetra Sutha Apta Vittai Janasya Mohoyam Aham Mameti. Not to be affected by the material illusion of society, friendship and love, profit, adoration and distinction, name, fame and glory. They are also nine. Society, friendship and love, profit, adoration, distinction, name, fame and glory. This is also Navabhida Abhakti. There is Navabhida Bhakti, it is Navabhida Abhakti. So in our circle, which Navabhida we want to follow? So if Krishna is not present, you see, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. In our society, we can also go one step further. Always remember Prabhupada, never forget Prabhupada. Because he is one keeping the society together. Therefore, Prabhupada gave in such an elegant way, Prabhupada said, if you love me, please cooperate. So all of us, we have to learn to become competent. Competent, capable. So, competent we should be, but not competitive. We should not be, because competent naturally makes one to feel competitive with others. That should not happen. But that doesn't mean you remain a, you know, simpleton, a fool. No. Be competent to do things. But don't do it in a competitive way. So here, Daksha feels, I have a right to enjoy life. Daksha is a perfect example of modern government. The modern government has actually improved on, if you consider Daksha as a materialistic devotee, the modern government is materialistic and atheistic. At least Daksha was not atheistic. The modern government is materialistic and atheistic. They do not want the public to follow any vrata except Chunav vrata. And they introduce schemes in which the public will lose its sense of right and wrong steadily. Modern governments brings forth schemes which you may not understand. It's because, see, it is not that demons don't have intelligence or they do not cooperate among themselves. The demons cooperate very much. Sometimes their fighting is also indirect cooperation. Superficially they may be fighting, but they are promoting the cause of demons. Like that. So, all modern governments want the public to lose their sense of, what to speak of, spiritual, even ordinary good and bad. So, now in India also, but definitely in the Western countries, even at the risk of spoiling the health of the public, you can see the modern government, it cannot cope up with things that is going on in the society, because you see their budget for maintaining prisons and prisoners. In America, the budget for taking care of prisoners and prison, they have to keep on building more and more prisons. So what does that show? What is become more and more hospitals? More and more psychiatrists? More and more suicide? Therefore, we cannot think Srimad Bhagavatam is something, somewhere, something happened and we are sometimes hearing about it. Therefore, it is very clearly stated, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. It doesn't even say 1 hour a day. It says Nityam. To be separated from Bhagavatam means to be separated from Lord Krishna, which automatically means darkness and Maya. But even for a person, Daksha, who is valiantly striving at least to follow the path of the Vedas, and he cannot recognize a pure devotee. Not once, twice. But we should not also say, okay, in that case, why did Lord come to his yajna and finally bless him? You see, because government gives you driving license and you kill somebody on the road. Now, in the court you cannot go and say, the government also should be punished, because they are the ones who gave me the driving license. If the government had not given me driving license, I would not have killed this man. Is that correct? To say that government is also to be punished? So Krishna creates material world. It's very interesting. When we respect Krishna's desire, we are in spiritual world. When I respect Krishna's desire, I am in spiritual world with Krishna. But to say that Krishna should not respect my desire, it's not correct. Krishna will also respect my desire. Because he is not a stone. If I have a desire, he will respond. Of course, he will also correct me. But he will respond. So, if I have a desire, and if Krishna fulfills it, I am straight into the material world. Because my desire, independent of Krishna's desire, is material. But to say Krishna should not allow my desire is not correct. Therefore, we should change our desire not to have independent desire of Krishna. That is the correct way to go. To say, Krishna, why did you allow me? Many people say, why did God create this world? Why did he create evil? The Christians, they say this creation is for the pleasure of man, and man has dominion over all other creatures. All other creatures are subservient, and they do not even have a soul. So killing them is no sin. They don't have soul. And they are all subservient to man. They say man is made in the image of God. And this world is Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Not Dukkalayam Asaswatam. Merry Christmas, eh? Nice, isn't it? What is Merry Christmas? Drink and drive. The rule is changed on that day. If you are celebrating Christmas, you must drink and you must. So to understand Srimad Bhagavatam cannot be a superficial attempt. In spite of remaining those five important things, and one of which is devotee association, deity worship, Bhagavat Shravan, Nam Kirtan, Damvas, I'm sure some of the devotees might be able to do all the five. Even though some of them may have to come to Delhi now and then. So may be able to do all the five. But for them also, it's a challenge. Why? Prapyavara nibodhata churasya dara nisita duratyaya durgam patastat kavayo vadanti. If somebody drives for 25 years, and didn't get a chalan and didn't make an accident. For 25 years he didn't get a chalan and he didn't make an accident. In Delhi, anybody has a record like that? But is that a guarantee that tomorrow accident will not happen? Or tomorrow he will not get a chalan? Is that a guarantee? That's no guarantee. So even though Daksha Prajapati is following all the rules and regulations, he committed the offense towards two great Vaishnava personalities. And he didn't even learn the lesson when it happened first time. Again he did it. Why? Because he was proud and arrogant. Even though he was personally attached to that job, he justified it by saying the Lord has given the service. So now we cannot blame the Lord. Why did he give the service to him? Because he wanted it. So Lord gave. Akama sarva kamova. So whose business is it to watch over the desire? Who should watch over the desire? Whose business it is? Therefore, one should not remain, as they say, the word Kanishta. Does anybody know what does that mean? What is the Sanskrit meaning? Kanishta. Ka Nishta. Where is the determination? Ka Nishta. Kahan hai? Nishta kahan hai? Ka Nishta. Where is the Nishta? So that is asking for trouble. So we will offend some way. Nama parad, dama parad, seva parad, Vaishnava parad. There is apachar, aparad, apavad, and apachar. Apachar means like durachar, bad manners. Apavad means fault finding, criticizing, insulting. How to be free from this? So, first it is apachar. It starts as apachar. You are not following the proper manners, sadhana. You know, of course, that includes parents, teachers, school, associates, temple president. It includes everybody. Because all of them influence a person. So it starts as misbehavior. Apa achar. Then speaking. First, even mentally you may just commit an offense. Then you speak something wrong. Apavad. Then aparad, you actually carry out something which is wrong. All that can happen in a flash. Just one little infection, say in the throat, and then it spreads into the lungs. Once it gets into the lungs, very difficult. And then from there, into the body, finished. So the entire range of episodes in Bhagavatam, they are throwing light, focusing light, how we should benefit from this. You see, just like Narada Muni, what does Prabhupada say? A preacher is known as Parivratakacharya, an acharya or teacher who always travels for the benefit of human society. Prajapati Daksha cursed Narada Muni by saying that although he had the facility to travel all over the universe, he would never be able to stay in one place. In the parampara system from Narada Muni, I have also been cursed. Although I have many centers that could be suitable places of residence, I cannot stay anywhere, for I have been cursed by the parents of my young disciples. Since the Krishna conscious movement was started, I have traveled all over the world 2 or 3 times a year. And although I am provided comfortable places to stay wherever I go, I cannot stay anywhere for more than 3 days or a week. I do not mind this curse by the parents of my disciples. Says, I do not mind this curse. But now, it is necessary that I stay in one place to finish another task. This translation of Srimad Bhagavatam. If my young disciples, especially those who have taken sannyas, take charge of traveling all over the world, it may be possible for me to transfer the curse. So all those who are on the sannyas candidate list, watch out. Good luck to you. It may be possible for me to transfer the curse of the parents to these young preachers. Then I may sit down conveniently. That means, now what? Inconvenient. Prabhupada is already into 6 cantos. Conveniently in one place for the work of translation. So, now what's again? What's your time? So, we can start. So, what is the point of the verse today? The point of the verse is, Narada Muni patiently stood, silently stood and heard out Daksha. Who should win in this episode? Who should win? Daksha should win or Narada Muni should win? Who should win? And how? If Narada Muni has to win, what he should do? Narada Muni is an acharya. So he has to show mercy to Daksha. So what he is going to do? He is going to let Daksha come to him after he is spending his anger. What is this? What is this? Anger is a symptom of what? Dushpurena analenacha. The lust turns into anger. When the lust is not satisfied, fulfilled, in the form of family life, and the pleasures of family life is disturbed, then anger will come. The 10,000 sons and later on 1,000 sons, Narada Muni explained to them what is the real interest a father will have for the son. Daksha says, why are you rushing them into sannyas? Let them go gradually. Someday they will realize. So what Narada should have done? He should have waited until people retire from their job. They are on the way to their hospital. And then go to the deathbed and say, now please, you know, your father is dead, your mother is dead, your wife is dead, your children are in U.S. Now you can chant Hare Krishna. So Narada Muni is not going to wait, just like Prabhupada didn't wait. So, what is correct? To leave everybody into, in any case, no matter how much time it takes, can people come out of this illusion on their own? It's a question of time. People will come out of illusion on their own? No. It'll never happen. Without the mercy of the Vaishnava, Nishtara Payache, they say, how one can get liberation? Without the mercy of a Vaishnava, it's not possible. It has to happen at some point. And what does actually the Lord's wish? Even though the Lord may engage in different people, Krishna says, Chaturvanyam Maya Srishtam, but he says, with the Akartaram, don't blame me for bringing Varnashram Dharma and engaging you as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. I am not responsible because you want to be like that. So I am making the arrangement. See, when the government builds a colony, in the colony there is also a playground. Now children may go and play and they may get hurt. But is it the fault of the government to make a playground? The children go play and get hurt? Is it the fault of the government? No. It is up to the children and the parents. So similarly, Krishna has created this material world to fulfill our desires. And if we misbehave with each other, it's not Krishna's problem. Akarta, avyayam. My position never changes. I am the same benevolent Lord. But check your desire. He is akarta. Whereas we are vimudatma. Kartaham iti manyat. So Bhagavatam teaches us how to constantly examine ourselves. How to constantly train our behavior, our thought. So Prabhupada founded this society and he gave those rules and regulations, elaborate details, how to run the society. Everybody is under the same obligation to understand those instructions. It does not matter how they are situated. Those instructions are common as far as manners, behavior, practice, all this concerned, it is common for everybody. Some details may change. Somebody may be a cook, somebody may be a pujari. But the rules and regulations are same top to bottom. We may observe some etiquette, men and women, grihasthas and sannyasis. But I must also add one warning. An international society with laptop, mobiles and automobiles, credit cards is not created for sannyasis and brahmacharis. Why would sannyasis and brahmacharis have to have an international society with automobiles, mobiles, credit card and laptop? They are brahmacharis and sannyasis. Why do they need all? They are there to help Daksha. This world is Daksha's property. Like Narada Muni, we are spiritually intruding. We are intruding into Daksha's territory. Therefore, we have to be so pure like Narada Muni. This world is meant for those people who are in Daksha Sampradaya. And we are intruders here. So if we are not Hamsas, Prabhupada is Paramahamsa, so he can intrude. And he will not be affected. And he understands the Lord's purpose. Machitta madgata prana bodhiyanta parasparam katiyantasya maam nityam tushyantita ramantita. So is Daksha a Mahapurush? Is he a Mahajan? Is he a Mahatma? No. He is an expert in economics, technology, social science, politics. Whatever we want in the material world, he is expert in that. So unless we are pure, we should not mess around. He is able to tell Narada Muni, you are a mischief monger. And Narada Muni tolerates because Daksha Prabhupada says, he is not an ordinary man. He has so much of pious credit. He is the topmost Sukriti. He is not a Dushkriti. Topmost Sukriti. Now Narada has to give respect to that Sukriti. Like Lord Chaitanya gave respect to the Mayavadi sannyasis. To be humble also means to respect others. I am very humble, but I am not going to talk. I am not going to smile. I am not going to look because I am very humble. That means you disrespect in your heart, in your mind. Superficially you are humble. To humble means, so he actually, because the Mayavadi sannyasis felt that they are doing something, they are occupied in a better way than Lord Chaitanya, and they were thinking they have to correct him. So Lord Chaitanya did not say, just like in Jagai Madai's case, he said, where is the Sudarshan? So if he had asked for Sudarshan during the Mayavadi meeting, what would have been? He respected them and sat in a place that he had to come and they had to call him. So Lord Rama, you see, simple living and high thinking, we are struggling to find some examples of simple living and high thinking. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Rama was, he was, after his marriage, he was in the forest. What could be simple living than that? Left everything in the palace and walked away. So what could be simple living than that? And high thinking, he said, let Bharata be the king. What could be more high thinking than that? Lord Chaitanya, same thing. Actually it is said, Advaita Acharya called Lord Chaitanya, because he can see, because Daksha is an expert in increasing the population of people like himself. So population is an expansion of Daksha. All population is the expansion of Daksha, that means Daksha qualities. So Advaita Acharya, just like Lord Shiva, in the Daksha Yajna, Lord Shiva delivered mercifully Daksha. So Advaita Acharya said, now we have a whole world full of Dakshas. So he loudly called out the Lord and said, only you can come and save, because they are all Patitas. So Lord Krishna also, he is also very simple. His activities in Vrindavan are very simple. When he comes to, in front of Ugrasen, who he made the king after Kamsa took away his kingdom, he stands in front of Ugrasen with folded hands, King Ugrasen, and say, may it please your lordship for me to give you this information. He stands there with folded hands, and he is the one who brought Ugrasen back as the king, you know, after he killed Kamsa. And then he stands there. And when he goes to Dwaraka, he pays attention to everybody. To the Brahmanas, down to everybody there. So I was just also mentioning, there is something called simple living, known as simplicity. What? Simple living known as? And simply city living. Simply city living. Not simple living. So we are not here for simply city living. That is what the people who have got Dhanam Janam Sundari Man Kavitam. We should not get messed up with that Dhanam Janam Sundari Man Kavitam. We should stay back. So I was also saying, there is something all of you might have heard about, Yukta Vairagya. Right? So is Yukta Vairagya different from Vairagya? Is it different from Vairagya? What's the difference? Yukta Vairagya means that person is still struggling. Yukta Vairagya means he is still struggling. He actually has not given up. He is struggling to give up. So there is Mukta Vairagya. What? Ever liberated. So Daksha is a symbol of Yukta Vairagya. And Narada Muni is the symbol of Mukta Vairagya. So who should win? And he should train Daksha how to give up. So he couldn't do it directly to him, so he did it for his son. So Prabhupada says, no harm to do the Lord's bidding purely. Therefore, we should not get attracted to city living or even village living. We should be attracted to the service without becoming competitive, litigative. You might not have heard this word litigative. Have you heard? Competitive and litigative. We don't want to engage our legal department 100%. We want them to be jobless so that they may chant their rounds peacefully. Submissive, not competitive. Progressive, not litigative. Please avoid quarrels and disagreement. That is the symptom of Kali Yuga. So Narada Muni, see Parikshit, he also could have counter-cursed, or he could have avoided the curse. Because Parikshit was saved from the Brahmastra right in the womb. So he need not have accepted the curse. One phone call to Lord Krishna would have saved him from the curse. But he didn't do that. He accepted it. Parikshit accepted it. So Narada Muni accepted it. After he says you are a mischief monger, Narada Muni says, very wonderful words, soon coming in Panjabi Bagh temple. Sri Sukavacha, Pratija Agraha Tad Baddam, Narada Sadhu Sammataha, Yetavan Sadhu Vadohi, Titikshveshwara Swayam. Sadhu Sammata. Narada Muni did not require a certificate from Daksha or anybody else. He didn't need a certificate from anybody. And therefore what he says, Narada Muni, you know, when he goes to Hiranyakasipu's court, when he goes to Kamsa's court, he first offers his obeisances. So here, he says, Tad Baddam, this is good, I accept your curse. Tad Baddam, I will be bound by your curse. I will not protest. So there are many things to understand. But it is not always like that. One can be like Hanuman. One can be like Arjuna. That is also in the service of the Lord. In fact, Lord wanted Arjuna to fight. Lord Rama did not want Hanuman to fight. But he was more merciful to Ravana than Lord Rama. He showed him who is his master. Gave him a sample. Namuna. You don't know who you are fighting with. So I am giving you a little sample. If one monkey can do this, you can imagine. So, Prabhupada has created such an amazing society with such great immunity. This society cannot be attacked from outside. Prabhupada said, this society cannot be attacked from outside. Please do the needful. Please do that. So as usual, I end my remarks, my class with that remark. So we are all going to Mayapur, some of us, to see how we can run this society the way Prabhupada wants, expects and guides us. So we are all going to, please pray for us so that we don't forget Prabhupada and think we are running the society. If we can mercifully think that we are running society for Prabhupada's pleasure as Prabhupada wants. For his pleasure as he wants. Anukulena Prabhupada Anusilanam. We may not understand Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, but we definitely understand Prabhupada. So all of us should nicely pick up these wonderful points and then take each and every day, each and every hour, each and every temple forward by love and trust, mutual cooperation and friendliness. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to read from Srila Prabhupada's books. A lot more things needs to be said, but I'll stop here. But these two incidents, Daksha's behavior with Lord Shiva and Daksha's behavior with Narada Muni, both are great important lessons, especially for people in the position of power, wealth, influence and capacity. This is a very important lesson for us. So it is also an important lesson how a sadhu should be. He should not at all be attracted, not at all be involved. He should simply offer his guidance as much as required. That's all. Neither get too friendly with Daksha, nor make him an enemy. Just keep neutral, help along. Rest, we should leave it to Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Grantha Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakti Vrinda ki jai.